Well, I'm glad you guys came. It's very difficult to preach to myself, even if it's on the camera. So, Happy New Year to you, brothers. Welcome. We begin this new year in the completion of the 8 days, of our octave celebration of Christmas Day. On the 8th day, after the birth of a male child, he would be invited to enter in to the covenant of Abraham by receiving the mark of circumcision. Not only would he be circumcised, but on that day he officially would receive his name. We saw this on the 8th day when John the Baptist was circumcised, and they asked his parents, well, what name have you given this child? And the mother said, John. They said, you're wrong. No one in your family has that name. Why would you give your child that name? We're going to go talk to Zechariah. Zechariah says, his name is John. Today, Jesus receives the name Jesus. And in receiving the name Jesus, we receive an incredible gift. To be able to speak the name of God. And that God would take to himself a name that reflects his relationship with us. The name Jesus doesn't mean great and awesome. You know, that's who I am, great and awesome. What is your name? Nice to meet you, Father, great and awesome. No, it's not a reflection of his attribute, but a reflection of his desire to enter into the life of us. Yahshua, Jesus, Savior. The angel says he will receive the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And so Jesus takes upon himself, not only is he humbled in the incarnation, but he allows his creation, Joseph, who we honor this year, to name him. Now, God picked out the name, but he allowed his creation to speak that name and to give it to his son. What an incredible and awesome gift to know the name of God. We see it reflected in the first reading. We don't understand the fullness of this first reading because it says, the Lord spoke to Moses. Well, Lord, we put in there because it was I am who am, the name of God given by God to Moses, this mysterious name. But the Jewish community would never speak that name. And so whenever they came across that name in Scripture, they would say, Adonai, Lord. So it's lost on us. The Lord says to Moses, speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless my people. You shall speak my name over them and bless them with my name. I am who am. Bless you and keep you. I am who am. Let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. I am who am. Look upon you kindly and give you peace. It is the invocation of the name that blesses the people. What an incredible gift we have in knowing the name of Jesus. How important that the names reflect relationship. Today we celebrate Mary, Mother of God. We know that Mary is a creature. She is a creation of God. That God existed before all time. Mary came into existence in time. And yet because the mystery of Jesus' incarnation, that he is fully God and fully man, that Mary is the mother of Jesus, it is fitting that we honor her as the Theotokos, the Mother of God, because she is the Mother of Jesus, who is God. It is the title she receives because of this intimate relationship that she possesses with Jesus. Speaking of intimate relationships that we possess, letter to the Galatians, that the Spirit is given to us as church, as the beloved bride, that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, would dwell within us, and that we would speak, when we speak of this great mystery that is our God, that the Holy Spirit within us would inspire us to speak Abba, Father. That this would be the kind of relationship that we would possess with God. And so today's feast and the readings and all of that, it's all about names. It's all about identity and relationship. Do we honor the name of Jesus? I know for myself there's been a great transition in my life from growing up through my years in the Navy, through my years in college, seminary, and then to priesthood. And I've recognized as a priest how incredible this gift is. I wish I could say that I always respected it with all of its worth and dignity. But to see what I see as a priest, we have to recognize that every one of our prayers, any official prayer of the church, every prayer that we pray is always done in the name of Jesus. We realize that. In the celebration of Mass, there's only a couple of prayers that are not addressed to the Father through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And those prayers are addressed directly to Jesus, asking for his mercy. But every prayer is addressed to the Father in the name of Jesus. How incredibly awesome is this? I don't suspect that many of you have had the opportunity to stand face to face with someone who is possessed by an evil spirit, and to see the power of the name of Jesus to silence the foe and to bring power to bear upon the liberation of this person from demonic possession. I don't know how many of you have seen someone healed in the name of Jesus. That in Jesus' name, the word is spoken, be healed, be restored, be released. And to see a person physically healed because of the name of Jesus. Every time I see the power of Jesus manifest by the proclamation of his name, I am humbled even more. I recognize the great and awesome gift that it is. And I recognize that there are a lot of people out there that know Jesus' name, but they do not know him. And how do I know? Because they use his name like an expletive. They smack their hand with a hammer and they use his name as an expletive. They don't know. We should know. We, as a community of believers who have been saved by Jesus Christ, we know who he is, and we need to know the power of his name. What an incredible gift we possess, my brothers and sisters. So that's a good way to start out the new year. Feast day of our parish, the holy name of Jesus. Three wonderful people who have trudged through the snow to be here in the celebration with us today. But we pray in behalf and for the needs of our community. We pray for a blessed year for our parish, for our community, for our nation, for our world. And just know that we go forth not weak and powerless, but we go forth as sons and daughters of God, who can call God our Father, and to know the name of God. May it always be precious on our lips. Amen.